Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Would you say yesterday, when it comes to getting back to Z Marching Band, it's like riding a bike?
Yeah.
It's just we haven't ridden a bike for 7-8 months.
We'll know how to do it. It's just,
we got to get on it.
We haven't done this in a minute.
Just surrounded. First of all, I forgot how much paper was involved.
Oh, there's a lot of paper.
You got to make photocopies of music. There's scripts.
Mm-hmm.
In mere moments, we're going to get some microphones set up right behind you in the dark on the lawn of the radio station.
It's an exciting time around these here parts, but we are super excited that college football is back so that we can bring back the Z102.9 marching band.
If you're way into college football, there were 3 Big Ten games last night.
Busy.
Watching those games makes me wonder, when is the day going to come that Iowa is going to have a Thursday night football game?
It's happening.
It's going to happen, right? Can you imagine what
first?
We're going to be like coming in on a Friday? I'm taking that day off.
That's wild.
If there's a Thursday night football game at Kinnick Stadium,
I'm taking the day off.
First of all, band would be Thursday morning. Also, that seems weird.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. We've got a rhythm right now, right?
Yes.
But as we get more and more teams in the Big Ten.
And sometimes you feel like, oh, Rutgers gets a Thursday, Purdue, Michigan State. They never do it too. Yeah, Wisconsin had a Thursday night game last night. Nebraska had a Thursday night game. Those are well-established TV eyeball attracting programs. 3 Big Ten games last night.
I don't know. I don't think that works for me.
There's going to be a Friday night at Kinnick. That's going to happen probably sooner than later.
Yeah, but you're going to throw me off my rhythm.
I know, but you've got, what do we have? 60 teams in the Big Ten. That's your only option.
You have to make a concession. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to go Thursday night sometimes.
I don't know. It just seems wrong.
It seems wrong, but having college football back seems so, so right.
It is. And we're excited for marching band season. It is the best way to pep you up, getting ready and going into a Friday.
Yeah.
Especially a holiday weekend.
An all-volunteer marching band, pep band, if you will, live on your radio about 7:35, 7:40 this morning. Our theme this morning, Z-Pop Demon Hunters.
Wow.
I'm riding the wave of popularity of K-pop.
Might as well.
We'll see where it goes.
We'll see what the band has up their sleeves.
I had fun writing it. I'll just say that.
I have heard a lot of RSVPs, I guess, back from the band who's
great.
Coming, who's not able to make it. And one of the things that I put in the invitation to the band was like, I hope you all were practicing in the off season. And I'm not getting a lot of yeah. Actually, the opposite. Yeah, it's kind of the same. I haven't touched my horn since
Claire.
Last season.
You know. Thank you for asking.
I had to ask.
As director of bands, I should be a little bit more firm on this practice thing. I just let them be. I take more of a music man approach.
Oh.
They just learn by thinking the music.
Oh, think it.
Yes, that's, yeah.
Osmosis.
I'm more of a Professor Harold Hill.
Okay.
When it comes to leading this band.
Maybe you want to send them with like little calendars so they can log their practice times.
If you prefer Marion the librarian, we could do that. I just want to get money out of the townspeople.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
It's not happening. No worries.
And then fall in love with the librarian 40 years younger than me. That's my plan.
That's your plan?
Was that the age gap?
Was it?
I know I'm stuck on the music band right now. There was Robert Preston and Shirley Jones. There was clearly an age
gap. There's an age gap there.
Was there not? And
yeah.
It was also rumored.
But was it written in?
Wasn't it also rumored that she was dating Old Man Miser, who also sounds, remember?
What?
He left the town the library, but he left her the books.
You know a lot about Z's sleaze, of particularly the music man. I don't know any of this.
River City has an underbelly.
My goodness.
And I know all of it.
Oh.
Yes.
Filthy.
Someday we'll break that down.
My goodness, I'm here for it. I want to hear it all.
Okay.
But that's not what I have
Let's
prepared
set that
for today.
And band to the side and move forward with today's programming.
We're also going into a long holiday weekend, the Labor Day weekend. It's kind of the unofficial end of summer, right?
That's fair. Memorial Day is kind of the unofficial beginning.
Yes.
Labor Day is the unofficial end.
It's like Memorial Day, fire up your girl. Labor Day, one last time.
Put it away after this last burger.
Yep. But there's going to be a lot of grills out. You're going to have that smell in the air, right?
Gosh, yeah.
probably a lot of hot dogs being cooked.
Yep.
So they took a poll. America, what is your favorite thing to put on a hot dog? And I know that this is a regional thing.
That's a great question.
It is a good question, but for the first time, America's most loved condiment
yes?
is not ketchup or mustard.
What is it?
Neither ketchup nor mustard. Any other guesses?
I'm going to go with relish or barbecue sauce.
No, I want to try the barbecue sauce thing.
It's better not be mayonnaise.
It is mayonnaise!
Oh! Mayonnaise is the number one topping on hot dogs?
30% of Americans love mayonnaise on
Wrong.
Their hot dogs. I know!
Wrong! Like, wrong!
Who? Who are these people?
That means right now, one out of three of us in this building, if the math holds, would put, I would never even come close.
It's got to be Ben then.
It has to be. That's the Amana way.
Ben!
Who commissioned this one? Miracle Whip.
It Hellman's, was the mayonnaise
Duke's
people.
Duke's Mayo.
Who are they?
I don't believe that for a second.
It can't be, right? It can't be.
Could it be that we
but
live in a
big
world?
Poll?
Maybe the poll was right. Maybe, and I'm not joking, maybe people confuse mayonnaise and mustard. Is that possible?
Because they both start with M?
Yes.
They're not the same.
I'm telling you, these younger generations, Claire, get me started.
I didn't finish reading the question.
They're just not as plugged in. They're just not as, like, the M one. And then they just lost it. There's no way. Right?
You don't accidentally click mayonnaise?
If you don't know the difference?
Well.
I don't know.
Ew.
I'm disgusted by
it's
that.
Not me.
Absolutely disgusted.
You and I did not
that.
Choose mayonnaise.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Your listening is very important to us, please.
Please. Please continue to hold. I am such a dork. I was trying to get all my steps in for the day, Eric, and I looked at
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. That's great. I'm glad that I kind of rallied myself. I was like, man, I got like a half an hour before I need to go into quiet time. So let me just step through the neighborhood real quick, get a quick walk in, and ratchet up my steps. So I'm going through. I'm about a block away from home. And the great thing about Iowa is that we have all of these different kinds of trees.
Yeah.
And some of them, it's like you're used to seeing an oak tree.
Maple. I probably couldn't spot an elm if you told me what it was, but I know we have a lot of them.
Of course we do.
Yeah.
There are some, though, that are unique. I've got one neighbor who's got one that I can't remember what it's called, but it's got all these like spikes coming out of it.
That's kind of cool.
It's a very scary tree.
I like the birch myself.
Birch is beautiful with that kind
of
paper-like
bark
peeling off of it. But I saw a tree on my walk, and I, again, don't know what kind of tree I'm looking at. But it was unique to me because this was a tree that had these seed pods hanging from it. And these seed pods were really, really big. Like big yellow seed pods kind of hanging down. And I tell you, my friend, they looked like bananas.
Did you pick them?
No. I'm walking by.
And one bunch, two bunch, three bunch banana?
I'm gazing at them, and I know that they're not bananas, right? Because I'm in Iowa. And
it's impossible. We don't have the climate.
This clearly isn't the kind of tree that yields bananas.
Sure.
I can see its seed pods, but the owner comes, you know, they're doing some yard work outside, I don't know, in the garage, whatever. And I'm like, ha, bananas. And then I had to quickly walk away because that was very...
That's how you left it?
He kind of looked. Okay. I didn't hang out. I had earbuds in and I'm like, I'm out of here. That was so cringe. Nope.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, right? Oh my God.
Bananas.
Bananas. Because I wasn't expecting to see him. He kind of popped out around the backside of the car. I didn't expect him to be there.
Why couldn't you just say, what kind of tree is this, sir?
No. Because he gave me a fright. And so I said the first thing that came to mind, bananas.
Oh, my God.
So now he thinks I am a stupid person.
She thinks you're bananas.
I know. Oh, how how very unfortunate.
I love that.
Yeah, I bet.
Because you're also going to run into him again. You might now have.
No, I can't walk on that neighborhood. No, that one's done. We
that
closed
path
that.
Path is gone.
We closed that sidewalk.
You also now have a nickname, which is also Bananas. Hey, Bananas.
Oh, it's the Bananas lady.
How did that conversation go when he went in to his spouse?
Hey, this weirdo was walking by and said we had bananas in our front yard. She knows they're not bananas, right?
Oh, no. Bananas. Well, that's a chuckle I'm going to enjoy on the plane.
Yeah,
thank
that one's
you very
free.
Much. Here's a question for you. And now it's time for a pop culture update that we like to call Disney's.
I'm calling it E-Sleaze.
E-Sleaze.
Uh-huh. It's all from you. You're going to this big nerd summit.
Yeah. I'm going to Disney, but I'm going to a fan convention. It's not as funny as saying bananas.
It's, hey.
Shannon's calling it Disney Nerd Fest. That is what is in our calendar. Yeah. Disney Nerd Fest.
Disney Nerd Fest. I love it.
I want to know, because I will send you everything and that's too much. What counts as something you actually want to find out that might be breaking news? For example, if they talk about a new ride,
I don't
want that.
No. I want to know a movie drop. I want to know anything that happens in the Marvel universe.
Okay. The very first panel is Walt Disney Pictures or Walt Disney Studios.
Okay.
Which is the movie making arm of the company. I don't know if it's only Walt Disney titles or if Lucasfilm and Marvel fall under that. I'm guessing that panel, which will be Saturday morning at 9, will probably drop some stuff.
Okay.
I'm expecting, for example, maybe we'll see the trailer for the live action Moana, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if it's in production, but they talked about making it.
Number two, right?
Aren't they doing a live one with The
yeah.
Rock? Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get that. Maybe there'll be some, you know, I don't think people saw Freakier Friday 2 coming out when it did a couple, like they made that announcement basically a year ago, right?
That was at one of these summits.
That's usually where they do this stuff.
I want that moment.
Okay.
I want, did you see Lindsay Lohan, you know?
Got it. Broadway. Anything
Disney,
on Broadway?
Disney Broadway?
There's plenty of Disney Broadway. If there's a new show, do you want to know about it? No. Okay.
I think it's movies and movie stars.
That's what I'm after.
Yeah.
Movies and movie stars for Disney's E-Sleaze.
And I want you to have brushes with these people.
I will do my best to almost get thrown out.
Because I know that you have tried to position yourself at a place where maybe that could happen.
We purchased the front row pass.
Yeah.
Now
you went all in on nerdiness.
To be fair, I'm not going all in on nerdiness because to actually get the front row, I have to be in line at 6 in the morning and the doors open at 9. I'll at least be on the floor.
Oh.
But if you're on the floor, you can work your way around.
Okay.
That's my belief. So I will do everything I can. I've also started to make friends with Disney correspondents on Instagram.
Okay.
Photographers.
How have you done this?
Instagram.
Hi, friend.
Hi, I'm from Iowa. Are you going to be in Florida? I am.
Oh, boy. It was almost bad as, like, bananas.
It's almost as bad as bananas, but at least we're having conversations.
It's
I'm
business.
Not running away like you did.
I just don't enjoy, an awkward conversation.
Oh,
but
I will.
You just jump right in there, 2 feet.
I will do my best to feed you movie information and star information.
Yes.
As it comes my way while I'm at Disney Nerd Fest starting tonight.
Brushes with Hollywood.
In Orlando, Florida.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
I neglected to write down which of the two stories.
I selected.
Because I gave you two options. I gave you wine.
I chose my news.
And I gave you ear piercing
yes.
at malls. What was your consideration set?
Okay, so you know I love wine. You know I do.
I do.
I love you, wine. But Claire's Boutique has been with me since my younger years.
That's true. Claire's is, it's part of who you are as a human, right?
It is. I mean, I ever since, you know, little Claire was going to Claire's, and now I take my kids to Claire's. Like, I've got to go with my my Claire loyalty on this one. I'm
okay.
Sorry. I haven't been drinking wine as long as I've been, you know.
Fair enough.
Getting my ears pierced.
I understand. Okay. Ear-piercing mall staple Claire's has filed for bankruptcy. And with that announcement, they're closing some Iowa locations.
No! Sorry.
Ames? Des Moines?
Don't say it.
West Des Moines. That's it.
That's it.
In all, 300 locations are closing nationwide, but right now, the other seven Claire's, including Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids, and Coralville, we're good.
Okay, good.
However, this is the second time they've declared bankruptcy in recent memory. If they don't find a buyer, they're going to have to close a lot more.
Dang it.
Yeah, I know. We're looking forward to tomorrow's football game and, of course, the Wave. Your kid captain for tomorrow's game is Nolan Stevenson from Oskaloosa. He's 9.
What do we know about Nolan?
After a serious accident on his family farm 3 years ago, 6-year-old Nolan was transferred to the said family children's hospital with life-threatening injuries. It involved ATV, OTV.
Oh, gosh.
Off-road vehicle. 3 months, a dozen surgeries, and intensive wound care. He's going to be the guy that rallies the team. You're going to meet him right before the coin flip. It's in his spirit. We turn to the Stead Family Children's Hospital and we wave. And when we do so, we'll be hearing Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
Woo!
Nolan, my friend, you've got a good ear for music. That is your Wave song.
We've seen a couple of repeats in recent years, but nobody has ever done
that
Kickstart
Your Heart.
That
is your Wave song coming up tomorrow for the Iowa game. Thanks, Nolan. We'll see you out there on the field. You had me at Don't Die Beer. This Sunday from 5 till 9 o'clock is a burger and beer benefit for brain cancer featuring a re-release of a beer called Don't Die Beer. It's the third annual event. Will take place at Bass Farms in Mount Vernon. Live music, food, drink, games, silent auction. Raises money and awareness to fight brain cancer, which is a number one killer for younger adults and kids. This family-friendly fundraiser honored Stephen Stepanek. He passed away in May of 2023. It is in a birthday card from his son that those words were written.
Oh, my gosh.
And in his son's handwriting goes on the label of the beer. Oh. And if I'm reading it correctly, the beer also lists some people who we've lost to brain cancer recently. So it's an honor and tribute to those, but it's also part of the big fundraiser. Lionbridge looks to me help brew the beer.
Mm-hmm.
So it all comes full circle, which is great. If you want to learn more about tickets, this is happening this Sunday from 5 till 9. ThriveBrainCancer.com.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Well, the update is we need anybody that you know and then everybody that they know to sign up right now. That's the update.
We need people participating in our world record because this is one we're trying to bring home for Cedar Rapids.
I got to admit, some days I wake up cold sweat like 2,000 sounds unattainable. And then other times I'm like, but think of all of the walks and runs that we do in our community.
Absolutely.
And 2,000 people sign up just like that for a 5K.
Exactly.
So
it shouldn't be hard.
It's doable. It's just, it needs to be proclaimed as many times as we can, where it is, what it is, how it's going down.
Spread the news to your friends. We are going for a world record in Green Square during the last farmers market of the season. We would like to set the record for the most people eating breakfast cereal at the same time.
Yeah, currently held internationally at roughly 1,900 people. So a good 2,000 not only clears the bar, also then holds off other people we hope for years to come.
Yes.
But most people eating cereal in one town or one location, that's Cedar Rapids, man. We're Cereal Town USA.
Precisely, my friends. Let's bring this thing home to Cedar Rapids so that we can proudly proclaim that to the world.
Okay, so the event on the 20th of September, that is the last farmer's market. It's also the Quaker Oats Market, which marries quite well with what we're going for.
Mm-hmm.
Green Square Park is where it's going down, but we need people in advance to sign up because that is what we believe our friends from Guinness are going to need if we're going to get official Guinness certification. And while conversations are still going, we're operating with that presumption.
Exactly, exactly. We want to make sure it all happens. And the number one thing that we need is you. We've got the cereal. Check. We're going to be having some Cap'n Crunch Crunchberry cereal.
Check, check.
Provided by Quaker Oats. Prairie Farms Dairy is providing the milk.
We're working on, by the way, a non-dairy milk option.
Yes,
so if that's already causing you a little pause, don't pause. Continue on.
We'll have a non-dairy option as well.
Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance, the people that do the farmers market, are handling all of our logistics for us, including the sign-up. Everything you need right now. KZIA.com. Be part of a world record.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. with Claire.
They were out and about since the first time they've announced their engagement. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift took in a little college football last night.
I'm trying to guess where they would be.
So it was Nebraska-Cincinnati game.
Oh, it was at Arrowhead, yeah.
At Arrowhead Stadium.
That was on so late, I didn't even get a chance to watch it.
Yeah, and it was kind of perfect because Travis Kelce actually used to be a Bearcat, so he
played for Cincinnati.
And then his brother Jason was there, too. They both played for Cincinnati, so it was important for them to watch that game. Patrick Mahomes was also present because he actually was supporting Nebraska, so a little bit of rivalry within
Also, team. Nebraska won.
Yes.
So Nebraska, all Big Ten teams so far, 1-0.
Sorry, Kelce brothers. But Taylor Swift also there. Travis was on the field kind of during warm-ups, cheering the team on. And then he went up to the suite where he met with Taylor and all of the other guys.
Are they always in the same suite?
I don't know if it's the same suite.
Does that just make it easier because you know the logistics of getting in and getting out? You know where the exits are. You know
that
how
makes-
to... hide them and kind of shuffle them through the bowels of the building.
Because I would think you'd have to have heavy security.
Yeah. Especially now going in with the engagement.
Yes.
Yeah.
She did show up. She was wearing a white top and a denim skirt. So she's already wearing white. Love it. also, by the way, Flava Flav, big Swiftie. I didn't know this. Yes, he calls himself King Swiftie.
Okay.
And he has offered to officiate the ceremony.
What?
If Taylor and Travis so choose, that is an option.
Do you think Red Lobster would cater? And the women's polo team will be her maids of honor?
Yes!
This all comes together.
It's perfect. I love all of that. I love it. Sabrina Carpenter, new album, Man's Best Friend, is out today. But she's warning people, go ahead and skip it if you're easily offended.
All right. I like putting a warning on the front of it instead of having to react to everybody's reactions.
Exactly. You know, she's already been through the whole scandal of the cover art on the album. She said, this album is not for pearl clutchers. She said, I also think that even the pearl clutchers can listen to the album. Maybe in your own solitude, something like that will make you smirk and chuckle to yourself.
I do like just that image of the pearl clutcher, right?
Oh, my. Oh. She said, what?
That language. It's a little salty. But I kind of like it.
Exactly. Sabrina said, you know, she's writing for her fans. And when she is performing, she's seeing young women front row screaming, having a great time. So she's like, I'm writing for my fans, not for pearl clutchers. I'm sorry. Love you.
It's art. I know it sounds weird to say that, but we get some people like it. Some people don't. That's part of the creation of it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think there's a lot of adults who are maybe not just watching SpongeBob over the shoulders of their children, but actively loving every episode of SpongeBob. And I've heard of a lot of these fan theories that there's more meaning, there's more subtext behind SpongeBob than you really think at first glance.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that the main characters represent the seven deadly sins?
I think so.
SpongeBob is lust. Patrick is sloth.
SpongeBob is lust?
Yes! Mr. Krabs is greed. Squidward is wrath. Plankton is envy. Gary is gluttony. And Sandy is pride.
Okay.
That
keep,
one,
keep
you don't
going.
Like SpongeBob is
I don't
lust?
Buy all of that.
Okay, here's another theory. Okay, but you don't like that theory? How about this, man? Bikini Bottom is the result of nuclear testing. It's located beneath Bikini Atoll, where the U.S. government did some testing during the Cold War.
I'll buy that, but then if that's true, you got to give me Godzilla in the same universe. Because that's where Godzilla came from, too.
Put him in there, please, and thank you very much. Here's another theory. It's all about climate change. SpongeBob is a kitchen sponge, and that represents human waste. And Mr. Krabs represents the corporations that cause pollution.
Didn't this cartoon start before climate change was a major topic?
Okay, fine. How about this? Krabby Patties are actually made from crabs. That's why Mr. Krab is the only crab in town, and that's why Mr. Krab is so secretive about the Krabby Patty recipe.
That sounds like Sweeney Todd. I'll buy that one.
That one I can
believe. That one I can subscribe to.
Now that one we ship for. Yes, yes, yes. That's the one. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
On this 35th week of the year, 2025, as we broadcast from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level, you'll find us at 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. This is Nerd News.
Woo!
According to a new study, wearing the right kind of perfume or cologne can enlarge the gray matter in your brain.
The right kind? How do you know if it's right?
It's the scent. Researchers in Japan asked 28 women to wear a specific rose scent oil on their clothing for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And another 22 volunteers enlisted as controls were given plain water and weren't told that.
Oh.
Then they took MRIs of all 50 participants' brains. The MRIs showed the gray matter volume on those wearing the rose oil got bigger. And specifically in the section of the brain that handles memory and association.
We are in luck that I love old lady perfume.
Old lady perfume?
Yes. Give
now,
me the rose.
It's not going to make you necessarily smarter, but from a brain function standpoint.
Oh, forget. But what does it do for the brain function?
I got a busy day today. I got to do a lot of, I got to be really smart for my meeting.
At the top of my game. Help me out here.
It really has to do with more of just cognitive working. This could help possibly in fighting dementia.
Oh.
Because maybe recall would work even a little, just a little bit faster, right? If you're not losing that part of your brain, if your gray matter at least is actively growing.
Right.
Researchers have also found that memory and sense do work together.
Absolutely.
So that science is already there. It could also be very useful in mental health. So grandma perfume, rose smelling, Claire's favorite.
My favorite.
Boosting brains, according to new science from Japan. All right. Pig parts. Scientists have, for the first time, transplanted a pig lung.
A lung?
Into a human.
Okay, I've heard of valves and...
kidneys?
Yeah.
Hearts?
Hearts.
Lung. Now, a couple things. One, it had to be genetically modified. And number two, this was not to save a patient's life. In fact, and this is one of those scary things and about science, but sometimes people give permission that if they are brain dead, they will donate their bodies to medical research.
Uh-huh.
So a living but brain dead body received a lung transplant with a pig lung so they could see what would happen.
Wow.
That's where this study is coming from. Immediately, the body was, okay, we'll take it. About 3 days in, the white blood cells are like, I don't like this thing. And it started to fight it.
Yeah.
And it took on fluid. But the fact that healthy tissue connected for a day or two, that's the first step they got to figure out. So think about this. The fact that we do use pig heart and valve, at some point we had to study that too.
Yeah.
And then decades and decades later, that is now common surgery. When I had my tooth insert, my jaw, part of it had disintegrated.
Mm-hmm.
They used pig and cow bone. Like, wouldn't
my oral surgery?
In my oral surgery, yeah. To rebuild, I got my tooth implant, to rebuild part of my jaw.
You're part pig.
I'm part pig, part cow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait. You're both pig and cow?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm tooth and I love eggs, so I'm the full barnyard.
Surf and surf. No, turf and turf.
Steak and bacon. Steak and bacon.
Mm.
Yeah. And then maybe if I need a new lung, I'll be more pig than I am me.
Dang it, why am I so hungry now?
By the way,
kids, it sounds delicious.
You know in cartoons when they start to look, they're so hungry. You're not looking at me, you're looking at a T-bone.
Yes.
Describe me right now.
You are a walking, talking pork medallion right now, my friend. I'm sorry.
Claire, would you like to put some ketchup on me?
Ketchup? Get out of here.
No.
We'll
debate that later.
Okay.
Pig lungs, possibly coming soon to a body near you. Okay. Spiders. This scares me. They're getting smarter, Claire.
Why?
Scientists noticed nocturnal spiders in a specific region of Asia are actually using bait to attract prey so they can eat more.
What?
They, when they capture a moth in a web or a fly or a flying insect, they'll eat it.
Sure.
If they capture a firefly, they don't eat it because the firefly light attracts other bugs and fireflies. The spiders have figured out,
oh my god,
that a trapped firefly is better served for the colony to not eat right away, to let it bring in more food.
Oh my god!
Isn't that bonkers?
You are the villains of the bug world.
And just to make sure that the theory was right, scientists found some of these webs, put in little LED lights, and they noticed it brought in basically a bigger buffet for the spider family. So and in the course of capturing the firefly and they leave it alone, they will come back and check on it to make sure the light's still lit.
Like, you still living?
You still there? You still bringing me more food?
It's like a hostage situation.
Well, if your hostage is in charge of basically being your Uber and DoorDash driver,
wow.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Ugh.
Hopefully, those spiders stay in Asia.
Yes.
I don't want those spiders
here. They're too smart.
That's a little too spooky.
Mm-hmm.
As I know evolution is a thing, but if we're getting to super smart spiders, watch yourself.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Band, are you ready?
Well, that was peppy.
Welcome back, announcer's name. Are you ready, sir?
You bet.
All right. It's a new year, dear.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Halftime. Under the baton of director of bands Danson, John, Philip, Sousa, Hansen, and musical director Greg Young, the Z102.9 marching band is entering the K-pop Demon Hunters universe. Just how big is this phenomenon? Well, it's topping the music charts. It's the biggest thing on Netflix right now. K-pop Demon Hunters is even bigger than the backlash to Cracker Barrel changing their logo. Between you and me, as long as the Uncle Herschel's favorite tastes the same, this announcer doesn't care if your logo has an old white dude in a rocking chair or not. The plot of K-pop Demon Hunters is simple. A trio of singers use the power of music to save the world from demons. Well, isn't that exactly what we do every Friday morning with the Z102.9 marching band, or should I say the Z-pop Demon Hunters? We use the power of music to put a little pep in your step and exercise whatever demons you're facing each Friday morning. For example, right now, so many people are PO'd with the road construction roundabout demon. This two-headed beast is everywhere as orange cones and detour signs dot the landscape as far as the eye can see, and cities are adding roundabouts faster than Director Hansen eats a cream-filled Long John. Don't worry, dear travelers, the Z-pop Demon Hunters will save you. Just remember, take a breath. Construction season doesn't last forever, and roundabouts are like dating in high school. Yield going in, but when you're ready to exit, get out fast. That's the secret to how you get around. Now, the other local demon we need to banish to the hereafter is the Cedar Rapids Area Foodies Facebook group demon. Let me tell you, that's not a healthy page to doom scroll. Complaining that your delivered ice cream arrived completely melted? Come on! Eviscerating a local restaurant for going light on the croutons? Give it a rest, people. We gotta exercise this demon fast, band. Even I'm getting worked up, and my emotional spectrum is usually set to meh. When it comes to this Facebook group demon, I say let the restaurants live and let live, but the nasty comments, they can live and let die.
3, 4.
We'll be right back.
2.9 marching band. This is announcer's name saying enjoy the second half and go Hawkeyes.
This is the morning scramble.
The morning scramble
on Z102.9.
All right. We haven't done this yet with this guy. We're having fun catching up with our guests. We should just do these questions on the radio. What do you think?
I think we should. I think it makes a lot of sense. We are very excited about kicking off a brand new season of football.
Yes.
With the Iowa Hawkeyes. And we thought it'd be nice if we were a little bit educated going into the first game.
Yeah, so we bring in people who've seen the game, who've been on the field, not in a marching band capacity like I have. And we would like to welcome, new on Z102.9 with the Morning Scramble, it's Talkin' Hawks. Welcome Matt Vandenberg.
Bloom in!
There we go.
I love it. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for coming up. We've been joking the last week. You agreed to do this. And hopefully we'll get you every Friday, you or your wife. But it depends on childcare, basically,
always,
right?
Yes.
Your family keeps growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4, 2, and 5 months old.
Wow.
I'm glad that we're on the radio. You can't see the bags in my eyes.
Not
over
a
here.
Lot of sleep with 5 month old.
Well, you've got that. You've got the podcast you guys do, Talkin' Hawks. And then also you're a realtor for Urban Acres.
Stay busy.
That keeps you busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Just a little.
Hey, before we get going, can I give my condolences to Claire? You know, with Claire's going bankrupt, I feel like.
Thank you.
I feel like I need to put that out there for everybody.
Thank you.
We're thinking about
you. It does feel personal.
You.
Thank you so much.
I thought you were going to give your condolences because she had to suffer through my coach talk. Where,
oh,
guys,
no, that was spot
here's
on.
Here's the secret to winning. Score more, they score
okay,
less.
Wait, now I did want to ask you about this, Matt. Does that theory work?
You know, in my time playing high-level football,
yeah,
that seems to be the case.
Okay, so
and
you
he's
want
played
to score more points.
All the way through, like college.
Yeah, yeah.
He played for the Bears, right? He played for the Jets. I think they all use the same strategy.
They're all using that playbook.
Actually, that's what all the team meetings are. Just score more, give up less, and then we walk out.
It's, those are so simple
they
meetings.
They make it sound way harder.
Yeah, my
it's
goodness.
It's not that hard.
You, remind me, 5 years with the Hawkeyes, 2013, is that right, when you
yeah,
started?
Yeah, 2013, started, played as a true freshman, broke my foot in 2016, so got to come back for a fifth year in 2017. What's nice about that is you don't see a bunch of coach turnover. We had a new OC my last year, but KF has been there since 99. You don't see that very often.
You call him KF?
Yeah. Wow. Sorry, I'm on that.
No, he know. Can. We can't.
Wow. Oh,
we
you
have,
do, you
I have
do.
Mary's phone number. I call her MF, right. But that's not a good thing to call her. Okay. going into the first game of the season, when did Iowa start prepping for you, Albany? When do like the players report back before school starts?
So you got camp about 3-4 weeks beforehand. School is actually starting like earlier and earlier, so mm-hmm. I don't know if it's exact when I played. But like spring ball is all Iowa versus Iowa. You're not actually preparing for mm-hmm. specific teams. You might put in a play here and there just to kind of know what you're going to get. If you get a 3-4 look versus a 4-3, you can kind of prep your guys. But then camp is Iowa versus Iowa for the first 2 weeks, and then you kind of get 2 weeks worth of game prep. So that way they can kind of see what the Great Danes, by the way, great poll for
yeah.
the mascot.
I've had to do a little bit of research, Matt, because I thought it was UALBANY. I thought the U was part of their name. It
she was
like
pronouncing
Albany.
It that way.
Spelled jacked up.
U Albany.
It's U Albany. I got that now.
Well, and I had to learn it was University at Albany. And oh.
Yeah, I've been
UCO.
Saying it wrong. That's for sure.
But yeah, so they've been preparing the last couple of weeks, probably 2 game weeks where you actually get scout team, see their looks. First game is always a little bit wonky, though, because mm-hmm. there's going to be turnover. They've had 3 quarterbacks, I think, transfer out. They've had, meaning UAlbany, they've had a lot of different, and the smaller school is typically going to have that in the new transfer world.
Oh, yeah, so you're I didn't consider that.
So you're trying to figure out who's actually playing. The depth charts come out, but you can't always trust those. So it's more about the breadth of this coaching staff. What do you take from it? And you really don't have to come out guns a-blazing. I mean, we're going to run inside zone, outside zone. and then you're just going to play Iowa football.
A lot
like,
of running plays.
Right.
We have a Hawkeye quarterback that everybody is raving about.
Yes.
He came to us from, I forget which Dakota.
South Dakota State. South Dakota State. Thank you.
That where you're from as well.
I'm from South Dakota, yeah.
Okay. So for the uninitiated or like I get lost in the transfer talk,
yeah.
Who's going to be taking the ball and running the plays? Who are we looking at?
Mark Gronowski.
Mark Gronowski.
And he won the FCS equivalent of the Heisman Trophy. He's won or been a part of, I think, two or three different national championship teams at South Dakota State. He's a well-versed quarterback. And also, quick plug, we did interview him on Talking Hawk. So if you want to go check that out on our YouTube, Spotify, or Apple podcast, you can do that.
Perfect.
But I think he's got kind of that chip on his shoulder where, like, he could have gone to the league. He's that kind of talent. But he wanted to see what the next step was from South Dakota State to Iowa. And so I'm excited to kind of see what he does with this.
I think we all are. Yeah.
Does he have a fun nickname? Is there something we should be chanting as we're cheering for him?
That's a great question. I don't think there's one yet.
Okay,
however, but as the season goes on, he says he always grows out of Fu Manchu. So there might be something to pay attention as it goes.
Oh, yes. That's exciting. Okay, that's news I can
That's
use.
A reason for you to tap.
Yes.
I was always known for a stout defense, and I'm sure this year is going to be no different. Any new faces we need to look for or numbers that we should still be rooting for, people who are coming back?
Linebackers, okay, with Jay Higgins and Nick Jackson leaving, two NFL guys. Nick Jackson just got cut. I doubt he'll be cut for very long. Jay Higgins made the team in Baltimore. It's kind of one of those things where, so Jack Campbell was a first-round draft pick. Jay Higgins hadn't started. He waited until his fourth or fifth year to finally get a chance, leads the Big Ten in tackles the next year. That's just something that happens at Iowa when you're ingrained in the system. So Shire, I believe it's Shire is how you pronounce it. It's S-H-A-R-A-R, but I'm pretty sure it's Shire.
Okay.
They gave him 43. Only dogs were 43. You got Josie Jewell, Pat Angerer.
Dogs
were 43.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, they don't just hand out numbers, right?
No,
you got to have a little likeness to you.
That's some good insight there.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what he does.
Kind of earn that number.
Correct. Yeah. Well, he's a senior. Other guy next to him is a grad transfer. So linebackers are going to be the new faces. But up front, you got three of the same four guys between Graves, Herkett, and Max Llewellyn. Hawthorne from South Dakota State also came with Mark Gronowski, played high-level football. So there are a bunch of guys that know what to do. And on the back end, we're a bit more experienced than we have been in prior years with Xavier Wongpa, Cohen Entringer. We're kind of get Zach Lutmer in that cash position. He played a little bit last year, got some interceptions. I think he's an athletic freak. It's just a matter of getting him on the field more. TJ Hall, Deshaun Lee. Like, we got more returning people on defense than we're used to seeing.
Great.
And this is, you know, with your perspective, the first game of the season, where are, like, game time adjustments? Like, where's all that going to be made? Like, as we get... As we get into the first game, if there's things that need to change.
Oh, there's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to go out there. So you've been playing against yourself for so long.
I feel like we've got a lot of new characters.
Yes.
Right?
Well, especially on offense. Kamari Moulton's been around. We got freshman running back, obviously Mark Gronowski, and then his backup, Hank Brown from Auburn coming in. Offensive line is pretty much the same. Four of the five guys were here last year. Tight ends, again, a lot of the same guys. So at least some people have been in the system. The tough part is now it's Lester's second year, so people can actually wrap their head around what it is they're trying to do.
That's our offensive
coordinator.
That's
always the hardest part.
Yep.
But as far as, like, it's going to be halftime adjustments. They're going to go in. They're going to be – you're never happy because you coach against perfection.
Yeah,
like, that's
totally.
The thing. Unless it's a touchdown every play, there's something to be coached. And that's not a bad thing. It's just, okay, we could have reached here. You know, you could have gotten on his inside pad here in order to force him away. But I expect a healthy dose of the run game. With a little bit of play action to get Mark Gronowski going.
This is good stuff.
It's great stuff.
Great stuff.
I love just the inside look at everything. Then, of course, we got Iowa State coming up next weekend. They come off a huge win in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun to talk with you guys as well. You mentioned the podcast. As we say goodbye to you, Matt, where can people find the podcast? And what is really the podcast all about?
So the podcast is a little bit different. It's called Talking Hawks with the Vandenbergs. And so my wife, who is much more skilled in the space than I am, we interview current and former student athletes. And that's across all sports. So we do an in-season where it's an active football player, or we interviewed Kate Martin before the crossover at Kinnick. But we don't do, like, your standard, hey, you know, tell me about the X's and O's. It's more so like, where are you from? How'd you grow up? Mark Gronowski's story is pretty good, coming from Illinois. He was everybody's second guy until he got to South Dakota State. So, like, that kind of story is really cool. We've got a couple interviews in the bag. You know, maybe we interviewed Coach Ben McCollum or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
We'll see if those come out.
So, but on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, pretty much anywhere you get your media from, we're there.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Well, we enjoyed talking Hawks with you, and we can't wait to be talking some more on Fridays, our Black and Gold Fridays here on Z102.9.
Yep. Thanks, Matt Vandenberg, for coming in. Iowa versus UAlbany, 5:10 kickoff, Fox Sports 1, Kinnick Stadium. Go Hawks!
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.